This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Ukraine says United States experts are looking into the crash of a newly received F-16. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Ukraine's Air Force commander says U.S. experts have joined a probe into why an F-16 warplane that Ukraine received from its Western partners crashed earlier this week during a Russian bombardment. The Air Force chief says that a detailed analysis is already being conducted into why the fighter went down on Monday when Russia launched a major missile and drone barrage. He's directed scathing criticism at unconfirmed claims the fighter jet was brought down by a U.S.-made Patriot air defense missile operated by Ukrainian forces. The crash was the first reported loss of an F-16 in Ukraine, where they arrived at the end of last month. At least six of the warplanes are believed to have been delivered by European countries. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The arrest of Telegram CEO Pavel Durov in France last Saturday is reverberating around the world. Durov is under a formal investigation Wednesday over alleged illegal activities on Telegram, as VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports.
French investigators say Telegram failed to comply with laws on moderating content. Telegram has over 900 million global users. It is widely used by both the Russian and Ukrainian militaries. Durov could seek to strike a deal with prosecutors, says TJ McIntyre, an associate professor at University College Dublin's School of Law.
It's technically possible for Telegram to get access to the contents of communications of people who might think that they're encrypted. So that creates a treasure trove of data, which intelligence authorities in a lot of jurisdictions, not just France, would no doubt love to have access to.
Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Germany announced it's resumed flying convicted criminals of Afghan nationality to their home country on Friday, with the government eyeing polls showing a far-right anti-migrant party set to take first place in at least one of two elections in eastern states on Sunday. Zachary Goldman reports from Reuters.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz on Friday said his country had resumed sending flights of Afghan citizens convicted of crimes back to their home country. A post on social media by the nation's interior minister said Germany on Friday deported 28 criminals to Afghanistan. Berlin had halted returning people to Kabul due to human rights concerns after the Taliban retook power in 2021. But pressure mounted on Scholz's coalition government to reverse that suspension after a fatal stabbing in the city of Zulingen linked to Islamic State at a festival last week. At a memorial for the victims, Scholz vowed to step up deportations. The government on Thursday introduced a package of measures to tighten asylum policy and speed up removals. The resumption comes ahead of regional elections in two eastern states where migration is a crucial campaign issue.
Zachary Goldman from Reuters. NASA has cut two astronauts from the next crew to make room on the return trip for the two stuck at the International Space Station. NASA's Rick Haig and Russian Alexander Gorbunov will launch in September aboard a SpaceX rocket. They will return with Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore in February. NASA decided it's too risky for them to fly home in their Boeing Starliner capsule, bumped Friday from the SpaceX flight, where NASA astronauts Zena Cardman and Stephanie Wilson. NASA said they could fly on future missions. The space agency said it took into account spaceflight experience and other factors. New Zealand's Mary King died peacefully on Friday morning at age 69, according to a statement released by his representatives. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
New Zealand's Maori King Tuheitia died peacefully on Friday. He'd been recovering from heart surgery, according to a spokesperson. His tangihanga, or funeral rites, are expected to last at least 5 days. The Maori King's role in New Zealand is largely ceremonial, with no judicial or legal authority. The monarch is considered the paramount chief of several tribes, or iwi, but is not affiliated with all of them. New Zealand's Prime Minister Christopher Luxon said the country will mourn King Tuheitia.
He was a fantastic king. He was king for 18 years. He did a lot to strengthen the kingitanga, and we're going to miss him, sadly.
According to Radio New Zealand, heads of tribes associated with the King movement will appoint a new leader on the day of King Tuheitia's funeral.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. Italian prosecutors have put under investigation two more crew members of the Bayesian super yacht that sank off Sicily last week, killing seven people, their lawyer said. The move widens the probe into the shipwreck, for which the ship's captain, New Zealander James Cutfield, is already under investigation for possible manslaughter and culpable shipwreck charges. Tim Parker Eaton, the engineer who was in charge, and sailor Matthew Griffith, who was on watch duty during the night of the disaster, are now under investigation. I'm Alexis Strope.